All right, it's the rundown. Parade day, McGillicuddy day. It's brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. You know the deal. We got our donuts. We got our breakfast sandwiches. Hubs, dig in over there.
Love it.
I'm drinking my iced coffee. I've been on the iced coffee train a little bit.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because it's delicious. And America runs on Dunkin'. Barstool runs on Dunkin'. I run on Dunkin'.
That's a good point.
The most important meal of the day now has the most important deal of the day. You can get 2 bacon, egg, and cheeses for $5.
You're gonna need to, because I whacked this one down before we even started.
You did that just in the pregame for the rundown. It's gone. They got the Oreo donut.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Try.
Yeah. You hit that, baby. Delicious. America runs on Dunkin'.
Mama. This is a serious fucking. We're gonna take a quick time out, quick commercial break.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We got
You wanna whack this?
I wanna whack it. No.
We got Hubs on the program.
What up?
Because, you know, this is the final step of
it's what? Let me tell you, hang on. I'm not dealt with the sponsor yet.
I'm fucking good.
You mixed them together.
Yeah?
A little sweet, a little salty.
I like the
little bacon, little Oreo.
I don't want the egg right now.
Oh, boy. Look, did you do a double bite like this? Let me tell you what.
Oh my god.
We'll do
oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
You are a savage. You are a savage, dude.
That is stuff.
I love
oh my god.
They're gonna start branding
Dunkin',
that now. That's gonna be a new thing at Dunkin'. Just combine
really
Dunkin'
good.
With breakfast sandwich.
Do not be surprised when that comes out next.
Like tomorrow.
That's really good stuff right there. You guys are both done with donut. I'm eating this.
Do you have like the Feidelberg at Dunkin' Donuts?
This is it right here. My uncle, by the way, he swears to God he invented the Dunkin'.
My grandma said that she invented the electric screwdriver.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, she invented the electric screwdriver.
She said she invented it. I was like, you mean you had the idea that like the screwdriver would just do the work for you? She said, yep. I was like, well, yeah, I also have I invented flying cars, grandma. Yeah.
He's not much of a coffee drinker, so he used to go in every single day and get a hot chocolate, half coffee. And he said, next thing you know, bam, Dunkin'.
I mean, I kind of believe him.
I believe him too.
We had Hubs on the show because we need to see this through. It's the final step of the way. It's parade day for the Red Sox. It's McGillicuddy day. And I think Hubs probably thought he was out of the woods. Not so fast, my friend. We got to drag his weasel ass back in the mix.
All right, rundown debut,
What's that?
Rundown debut?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Yeah,
we're back.
I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Hubs has played this perfectly as far as exposure.
Yeah,
they
really planned it out real.
Yeah. today's rundown is brought to you by Tommy John. I think I'm wearing my Tommy John's right now. 20% off right now when you go to TommyJohn.com/rundown. This underwear makes your dick feel good and look good.
Looks, Tommy.
Which is
you wear Tommy John's?
I have array of boxers.
You know.
No, I have boxers.
Yeah, what?
I mean, well, no. Sorry.
That makes me feel like Tommy's wearing like women's underwear. Right? I couldn't.
vast array was the word I was looking for, but I was just kidding. I only have Tommy John's.
I only send. Little nudie kazooties in Tommy John's because it gives you,
it does.
It's like enhance.
It does, it's like PEDs. And then they got the quick draw fly where you just pull your dick right out. It's great.
Mr. Portnoy loves those.
Oh yeah, he needs that. For you older folks out there who may have accidents, you can get your dick out real quick. Never rolls up, never rides up, never rolls down. And if you don't like it, you can send it back, no questions asked. Go to TommyJohn.com/rundown. So the parade is today. The city of Boston once again doing their thing. You guys are pros at it. Cue the duck boats.
Jared,
Carabas is like hanging out with Jumbo Dong.
Yep.
He's riding on his float.
Him and Coley has tweeted that Rick. Jared is the drunkest person in Boston right now.
Which I'd like to challenge. I'm not sure if that's correct. Mm. I was hiding under a table.
I mean, Hubs was bleeding and drinking his own blood.
I mean, Carabas, I don't see Carabas drink a lot.
Yeah,
Carabas doesn't drink a lot. And I've already seen him slamming fireballs. Yeah. I've seen him doing the Stone Cold.
Yeah.
I've hung out with Jared at a couple of baseball games. He doesn't drink at baseball games.
No, Rocky. Well, he's
working.
See, yeah, but he is such a fucking loser about that stuff that it's finally over now. This is it. I feel like this is like a season's worth of drinking crammed into one day.
Well, we've talked. I've said the vibe where it's like it's tough for a sports fan to win a World Series because it's just a lot of late nights and stuff like that. And Carabas is that like a little
starting
more
starting in April,
like times 10. Like,
yeah.
He's been doing that every single night for a long time. He's trained harder. Like there are some people in the bottom of the roster that haven't worked as hard this year as Jared did.
Yeah, I believe that.
No chance.
Yeah, I always make fun of, we make fun of Dave for thinking he's a part of the Patriots and shit. Like, Carabas is
He works harder than Drew Pomeranz.
Definitely.
Yo, when we were at the games in LA, my favorite thing to do, because we were in right field first two games, was to just look down at the Red Sox bullpen, and Drew Pomeranz is in there in his stupid fucking hoodie in a little chair that's even more uncomfortable than this chair. And he's just sitting there, not talking to anyone for two straight days. I was convinced he stayed there for, he just didn't go home after game three. He was just there.
You know
so there's
else?
No way he
you
worked
know
more.
He's wearing a World Series ring right now.
There is.
He's awful. A world champion right
and,
now.
And they're drunkenly deciding how they're going to split off the playoff and earnings. Because you get a little pretty penny for that.
Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah. Well, would you rather be, let's say, like a middle of the road player who's like good though, but you
by
have
the way,
knock.
Whole store is 10% off, so go buy some shit.
Let's say you know David Price, but take out the money for a second. Would you rather be like a good player, but they always talk about how you can't get the monkey off your back and you didn't win a World Series, or Drew Pomeranz, who everyone's joking like, can you believe this guy even gets a ring?
Probably a good
like, would you
player.
Rather be a champion, but it's like a joke that you became a champion, versus a guy who like is really good, but everyone knocks you for never getting over the hump?
I think a champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, like then you get to like. Most of those people aren't very good, so you can kind of just joke and be like, yeah, I got like, Scalabrine had a great press conference after the Celtics beat the Lakers, where Scalabrine was talking about how in 5 years he'll tell his kids like he was on the court for, I forget which shot, I guess Ray Allen's shot maybe?
Probably, yep.
I forget, but some big shot, not a basketball guy. And he's like, in 5 years I'll be telling my kids I was
right,
on the court.
Right.
In 10 years, I'll be telling someone this, and in 15 years, I will tell them the story that I took the shot.
Yeah.
So as long as you true. Have the ring, it doesn't
fucking matter. Well, it's like Kershaw or Pomeranz. That's basically what you're saying, right? Who would you rather be? Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, in that case.
But
it's...
money's not a factor.
But, like, you have a 2 ERA your whole career. You're going to be in the Hall of Fame, first ballot. Yeah, he'll never, maybe he doesn't win, but, like,
I think I don't want to be Drew Pomeranz. Pomeranz is too close, I think.
Yeah.
Because Pomeranz is a starter who's had some success and stuff like that. I think it's you're either an absolute bum or Kershaw.
Yeah.
In that case, Kershaw.
By the way, Kershaw, he's done, bro. He's done. I told John I've been studying his velocity recently. Once I saw those velocity numbers.
91.
So
what's
he,
this? 91 to
85. We're going to do a little baseball talk real quick on the rundown. When he came out, when he was like 2007, 96 mile an hour fastball. 82 mile an hour changeup.
Oh, yeah.
It's now 91 and like 88.
Yeah, that's not.
That ain't gonna cut it.
You need at least 10. And
people,
he's got
people
three.
Talking about it. You know, is he gonna opt out? He fucking better not. He ain't gonna get shit.
No, and people like the Yankees might go after him. No,
please.
People are like, would you give him 5 years, $150 million for a 31-year-old with chronic back problems?
That, you know, who would do that? The Mets.
Yeah,
we'll get to them. We got a new GM. He's on the docket today.
Speaking
but
of
first,
not opting out and stuff like that, David Price.
Not opting out.
Shocking.
Of course, $133 million over the next four.
Over four.
And also, I mean, where do you want to be right now if you're playing baseball for the next 4 or 5 years? Where do you want to be?
Yeah, is that
Boston, bro.
I mean, it would be the craziest thing in sports history if he left Boston.
It's a crazy thing that Boston people are mad about it.
No,
when David Price is healthy, he's been... I mean, he worked himself into, like, I think he got, like, one Cy Young vote or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he got some votes this
year.
He was a Cy Young candidate last year, or his first year. He was hurt last year. He's been nothing but good.
And
why would you want to opt out?
He's also the World Series MVP.
He's also at that point now where, I mean, the money doesn't matter to him, but he will never buy another drink in Boston. Like, he's in that, like,
you
win two World Series games
in
the World Series of Boston,
it doesn't matter. I'm opting in, I'm not opting out, and I saw... even one fucking Red Sox fan on Twitter complain, I'd be like, you know what, change my mind, I'm opting out, fuck you guys.
No, I would stay in just for that.
Just
like,
to stick it to him?
Yeah, but like, it's insane that Boston fans,
crazy.
First of all, it's not your fucking money, right? It's
you always say
it's
you're a
not
big
your fucking money, who gives a shit about the fucking
also,
money?
Also, you have like endless money, it's and not like it's going to prevent you from signing anybody else.
Nothing has ever prevented the Sox from making a big, every single offseason, doesn't matter who's on the books,
you have the highest
every
payroll.
Single offseason, it's here's the checkbook, do what you want, Dombrowski. And then fucking, like, you have a chance to keep winning. Why would
that's
you want
saying,
to lose an ace from your staff?
Yeah.
Why on earth would you want him to opt out?
Because you're
dumb. You can win two more.
Because
you win
people
three
from
more.
Boston are dumb racists. That's
okay,
why.
Come on. Come on.
Tell me those two things don't play into a factor with David Price.
I mean, those two things play have a factor in everything.
Right.
So I'll give it to you.
McGillicuddy Day.
But I think it's David Price's personality which does it more. But because he doesn't have the kind of personality where everyone loves.
You know who has no personality is this little creep McGillicuddy. I don't know what happened.
He got old.
He got old overnight.
In a year.
He went from 15 to 16. He went from a boy to a man.
Yeah.
And now I don't know what's weirder. So I used to feel weird about like attempting to like bully and like
I've always loved
down
to see
a
you
child.
Do this dance. Yeah.
And because like I would love to make certain jokes, But it's like, well, you're talking about like a child, you know? Like, his parents are reading. I don't want to say anything too harsh. Now he's like a man, but I don't know what's weirder. Cause now I feel like he like beat me up. Now like, it's gonna be like a real like a
He
real
went on like a growth spurt. He got like six inches taller.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he looks like a frat boy now. He's gonna like, you know, drink, bang chicks, and beat me up.
Be careful.
He's
now.
Become like Dan's fear of Cali teens.
Yes, I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of McGillicuddy now. He used to haunt my dreams. Now he's gonna like haunt me in real life. He also, speaking of haunting, he put KFC's boogeyman on his fucking sign this year.
I like that.
I almost think that like somebody put him up to that. Because he is such a freak, like who I don't even think he like knew what was going on. I think someone like did that for
he
him.
He knows who he is. And I love this mystery of him. Yeah. I love that he doesn't come out and like try and be cool with us and stuff like that. And he could if he wanted to.
For
but
a,
I love
a
that
teenage
he just,
boy.
He keeps everything at arm's length. I
a
love
teenage
that.
Boy in Boston.
He's a man. He's a kid
during Barstool's like heyday.
And just doesn't
and he doesn't like want to cash in on that. He doesn't want to like.
This motherfucker probably got like a PR, like an agent PR team. When he was 11,
this
and
shit.
They've been
yeah.
like, here's the way you're going mean, to play this for 5 to 7 years.
I, like, definitely think he's going to get a job here. I'm not joking.
just
like when Zah called the radio and we had him come in, I was like, Zah, you be careful. You're going to walk away with a job offer, and I really meant it. Like, I think he's going to get a job here. Or at least a look. Because I don't know if he has a brain or he can speak or if he has emotions because he was raised by wolves and Lombardi trophies in a fucking cave.
Do we know exactly how old he is?
16.
Okay.
So, I mean, according to the sign.
Yeah,
him
I think
and,
he knows,
him and
right?
Steve have a little bit of a rivalry. Like who's going
to
get the job?
I feel like Steve needs to kill him, like, throne style, like, kill the next in line for the throne. He's out there, though, just doing his thing with his little sign. You just see it pop up above the crowd, above the heads. Fucking little asshole. Second half of the rundown is brought to you by
Keeps. Go to keeps.com/barstool. Get your first month of treatment free. Right? The hair is the most important thing. It's smile and hair. We talk about that all the time. You can't be losing your hair. Just flat out can't have it. Dave went and had expensive surgery. You can avoid that by starting with Keeps now. You go to keeps.com/barstool, get your first month free. I can't read anything else, so.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
Let me finish it.
Yeah,
if you can finish it. I really
literally can't read
Maybe
that.
You've noticed you have less hair than you used to, but you can now keep your hair the easy way for just 5 minutes and $1 a day. It's entirely online and only $10 to $35 a month. Keeps offers generic versions of the only approved FDA-approved hair loss products.
One of my favorite one of my favorite running things in sports right now is pictures and video of Boban.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's one of those things where you
picture
think...
of him in Chenoweth. Let me just set it up first. Kristen Chenoweth, she's a little actress. For all I know, she could be like 7 feet tall. That's how big he is.
Yeah.
But I think she's like the same size as Ellie. So one of those pictures, I mean, it looks like a different species. It looks like they're not even from the same planet. What were you gonna say?
Nothing, I was gonna say that this is one of those things where you think, the internet has some things that get so tired so quickly.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of thought this was gonna be one of them.
Nope.
It's not at all. Mm-mm. I fucking love like, I'll watch Boban doing anything.
You know what I got sick of? Kawhi hand pictures.
Yeah, that got a little
like, I was like, okay, I get it. He has big hands. But Boban.
The thing is, when you watch Boban play, like, I'll bet on Clippers games just to watch the fourth quarter when he comes in and he just starts laughing at people because he doesn't even need to jump when he dunks.
When he doesn't jump, I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's outrageous. Yeah.
The hammer slam he does when he just doesn't, it's like hilarious.
It's amazing.
Like, what do you do?
With these pictures, everyone's mind went there right away.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Yep. I mean, the standing up.
I mean, she doesn't have to kneel
down.
She
doesn't have to do anything.
That's crazy.
Nope.
She doesn't have to do it. I'm sorry it went there right away. I'm a perverted,
but here's the thing, like,
toxic male.
Everybody's brain went there.
Yeah. I immediately lined it up. I was like, yep.
When we posted the picture of Frank Kaminsky and Ellie, Ellie said to me, like, everybody's brain goes there. It's just how it goes.
What was he going to say? Fuck. You can go ahead. I'm gonna stay or keep
it. I actually thought this is also one of those situations where, like, this could have been a Millmore. You know when Millmore, like, just photoshops it enough? I was like, is this real? Or, like, is this actually how tall he is?
That's exactly what
Well, that's the thing with Boban, too, where the one of him and Stan Van Gundy, Stan Van Gundy. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think that was photoshopped. I thought that was just how it was.
You never know. Boban, you can play Photoshop believable. Or not, Photoshop or real, and you never really know.
I bet your Pop is like, he's the one guy that Pop wishes he kept under his, and just made
I'm
him like the
didn't.
Next Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Like,
or at least just have him in for like,
because he's actually
the
good.
Circus of it
he's
all.
Actually
yeah.
like a good player. Yeah. When he comes in, he just dominates.
Come play at the Garden, man. Let's go.
If he's good,
and dominates when he comes in, why doesn't he come until the fourth quarter?
Because I don't think he has like a lot of stamina.
Yeah.
So like he can only come in for like spurts and shit. I don't know. Whenever I see
him, I mean, you can improve stamina.
No, I feel like when you're that big, like you play like 30 minutes a game,
you have restrictions to your body when he's like that big. You
know, so like he comes in when the game's out of reach?
No, like I just happen to be watching in the fourth quarter. He comes in probably plays like 20 minutes a game total, which is not a lot at all.
That's but when he comes in, Thompson will put up like 70 in that time.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, that guy's unbelievable. Mike Francesa, my guy, number one. He had Brody Van Wagenen, who has been affectionately dubbed BV Dubs by Dallas Braden and Company.
That where we go? Okay.
BV Dubs. He is the new GM of the Mets. He is a baseball agent. No front office experience. He represents like 33% of the Mets roster right now. And pretty
that's,
much
that's the crazy town.
It's
place.
Crazy, man. So I mean, all the good players. Like literally well, good. he just said this past summer, he represents DeGrom. He was like, pay him or trade him.
Now
well,
what?
Now you're the GM, dude. So what the fuck are you gonna do? So the conflict of interest coming out of my fucking asshole on this one. He looks like a Winklevoss. He's an agent. He's a suit. Brody. He's got this hair.
He's already gold.
We hired a suit. So Francesa has him on. And Francesa was having none of it. I mean, he just, right away, that answer was terrible. And
you think right now you have a good everyday lineup with the Mets? Forget your pitching staff. You think right now you're starting pitching. You think right now the Mets are putting on a field a good everyday lineup?
Mike, I got a team that we can compete with, and I think I can add to it.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Man, you're very wide-eyed about this, I tell you. You know, really. You didn't inherit the Yankees, you know. You inherited the Mets.
That's right.
That's a terrible I've never seen him do this.
Brody, I mean, he doesn't respect this guy. It's very obvious. He doesn't respect anybody with the Mets, really. And no doubt about it, Francesa was being a dick. People were like, that was very unprofessional. He was a dick. Like, yeah, that's what Mike does. So I don't know why you thought it was going to be any different. Brody Van Wagenen with like the worst answers of all time.
Ever.
Like you gotta have something ready. When he flipped it back on Mike, he said, let me ask you a question. Yeah, yeah. Who's gonna beat us in the NL East?
You usually like to ask the questions. I got one for you.
Yeah.
Who in the National League East is gonna beat us and why?
Right now?
Right now.
Well, the Braves have a better team right now than you do. I mean, I think absolutely. I mean, as far as their everyday players, I take theirs over yours, so would you. I mean, you know you would.
Everyone. Everyone,
the Braves.
That was the
who
one where
the team like with Acuna. The young, up and coming, like superstars who already won. They're gonna be better than you.
The Phillies,
and also
we're
about the Phillies,
to spend all
and also the Nats, and you know what? Like probably the Marlins.
Eventually, the Marlins.
Like, that was one of those things. It was like someone like flipped like a card down, like go fish, or you know, like, just didn't understand how to play the game.
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you a question: who's gonna beat us? Like everyone.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, okay, well, we'll see about that. Like, and then Mike says, you know, who's gonna be your cleanup hitter? Now I understand in October of 2018, you're not really, you know, have your lineup set for April of 2019. But he said, like, I don't know yet or whatever. Like, you'll have to wait and see. Tell me, lie to me. Be like, we have so many options. It could be Conforto. It could be Cespedes. We got players all over the place that could bat cleanup. What are you talking about, Mike? I mean, just a piss poor.
He thought he was so smart doing that. He thought he was like Steve Carell in Crazy Stupid Love when he sits down with the girl and he starts asking her questions back.
Right.
She goes, "What the fuck is going on here?" He goes, "I'm sorry, like I don't know what's going on."
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna flip it on Mike. I'm gonna ask you the question.
Nope.
He said, "Like, I know you're ready to ask a question. I'm gonna ask the questions." Well, you fucking sucked at doing that.
Yeah, it was a really bad question.
They're going to be. This is going to end.
This will be such a disaster.
And
it's
as per usual, fuck you, Jeff Wilpon. Fuck you. You should have gone to jail. You should have gone to jail for firing that poor woman who was a single mother. Forced her out. You mentally and verbally abused her.
Brody.
Send her to jail.
I don't know what that is, but
that
sounds not good.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody cares about this. There was a woman who worked for the Mets. She was a single mom. She had a child out of wedlock. The Wilpons, I don't know, apparently don't like that. So he used to like abuse her and berate her and eventually fire her. They settled out of court.
How do you even like get... I mean, I understand the abuse and all that, but if someone tried to make fun of me grabbing a kid out of wedlock, I'd be like,
what year is it? Yeah, like, you're a fucking Puritan or something? You know what happened?
Yeah, so I'm not married. I got a kid.
So that news broke, and I remember being like, this is it. This is my chance. Like, we're gonna get rid of him. Then the Ray Rice video came out. Video evidence, and it was just like, nobody cares about this anymore. That ruined it. Last up, we got this crazy high school basketball coach. Who is, I guess it was like secret recordings of him verbally abusing and berating his players.
I'll say it again, your broke asses back to the fucking the garage. I don't want to hear shit from you. Bottom line. The next thing I hear from him, get the fuck out. Just walk the fuck out. I don't give a shit. I control transcripts. I control where you go next. It could be back to Haiti, motherfucker. That's how easy it is for me.
Being like, I control your future. I control where you go next.
Send it back to Haiti.
I control your grade transcripts. Like, you're fucking retarded. He was.
You don't know what extortion means.
Like, I couldn't tell with the extortion part. Was he saying, I'm going to extort you? Or was he saying,
how is he going to extort you? Hey, you just don't even know what that means.
Yeah, like, do something you don't even know what's happened to you.
Should look up extortion. It's what I'm doing to you.
Obviously, it's just Florida. Like, the least stunning thing. And if it's happening in Florida, like, it's gonna happen in Texas. It's gonna happen everywhere. But to newer, like Kentucky.
I'm sure this happens on some level. These power trip, power hungry.
Like AAU type shit.
Yeah.
I think this seemed a little extreme. This is
like AAU.
This is an AAU.
Yeah.
Okay.
This seemed extreme.
It certainly seemed extreme. When you're talking about deporting people, that's over the top.
But he sent someone to Haiti, and it's like, okay, you're being out of control.
He released a statement, the coach of this AAU team, where it was something along the lines of. I mean, he really, really, a lot of passing the buck, where he said that this player is like a son to him. That's why he talks like that.
Oh,
that's how you talk to your son?
Send him back to Haiti.
Not a great thing.
Not a great guy.
It was, and then he said out of context, but there were four other players in that room and other coaches. I was like,
so what?
First of all, didn't really sound like it. And then also, I guess.
But I'm sure they were all like, you're a dick, dude.
He said that this kid lived with him and is a. He'd gotten in criminal trouble, but he doesn't want to throw a kid under the bus, so he's not going to tell you what kind of crime. But it was criminal trouble.
Bro, I mean,
this guy seemed. But I think what he did too, like, I love when people who don't understand the internet try to use the internet. So when this first started to go viral, this guy was just blocking everybody.
Oh, that'll work. That'll go away. That'll make everything go away.
He just blocked everyone who was, like, tweeting the video. Just like, block.
I kind of respect that, actually. Like, if it didn't happen up here, it didn't happen at all.
I just blocked it. Whatever's happening in the outside world, I don't know, but everyone on this website here is getting blocked.
For him. I'm actually on his side now.
I think once he realized that block the world wasn't going to really work out for him, he put out that statement.
You know what?
But I love the movie.
It's probably not going to work, but I'm going to fucking try.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for the rundown. Hubs, you have been a rat fuck weasel this whole season.
Sure.
I'm actually sad to see it come to an end because it means that, you know, it's over for you. I can't wait for it to happen again next year.
No, next year, revenge tour. We kill everyone.
Oh, is that how it goes, huh?
Yep, murder everyone. Machado, Goldschmidt.
Why do you want Machado? He's a bum.
Perfect villain for the robbery.
I actually agree with that. A-Rod.
I agree. I hope you get him.
If he plays up to his potential, he's a good player.
Completely.
And he's young.
I heard the Yankees' interest has gone down quite a bit since before the playoffs.
Brian Cashman doesn't let you know what anything's happening at any point. You think he's doing this, he's working 18 different things here. You didn't know about Stanton until the day before.
Here's the thing.
He doesn't let things out.
We're not going to get Manny Machado because the Mets are. Because Brody Van Wagenen, BB Dubs, is going to try to make a splash, and he's going to convince the Wilpons to do it. And that is the perfect place for Manny Machado to mail it the fuck in for the rest of his career, where he will be the, you know, I'm not Johnny Hustle, and he'll just spike people. And he'll be good because he's a talented player, but he'll just suck up all their money.
I don't know how I thought. He's perfect for the
Mets. For the Mets.
Perfect.
He's actually a little too young. If he was a little bit older or past his prime, then he would really be perfect.
Yeah.
But they'll give him a big contract. He'll, you know, he'll probably hit 40 home runs.
He'll start taking the plate on a 75 win team.
Ready to hit the Hamptons.
There are two ways his career could go. If he goes to the Yankees and A-Rod like mentors post like playing days, A-Rod is like this actual like cool dad. Like he can help Machado
Jason Veritek's in the picture, and then in that case right. he becomes well, a pussy again.
But if he goes to New York and A-Rod like takes him under his wing, that can go great. If he goes to the Mets, it could just go complete disaster.
Yep.
He could be dead in like 5 years.
Yeah, you put on the orange and blue, and it's like Venom. You know, Venom, he puts this like skin on and it becomes him. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I've seen the previews.
Yeah, like Venom, it's not just like a mask. He put it on and it like becomes you.
It just becomes him. I don't know, I've just seen the previews.
Fuck you, John. You know what I mean.
YP!
Why is YP gonna know?
YP's gonna come on and talk about his costume.
YP! YP for the after show here. I have never seen someone softer in my entire
life. God, YP,
maybe your stomach, dude.
It was a tough.
YP.
That's funny. Even your boys laughing at that. That's funny.
What'd you say?
I said, well, now I'm going to say it again. It's going to be less funny. Just watch your back.
You pulled off a very funny picture today. You reenacted Gross Dave. Ellie actually pulled off a picture. She turned into that little person.
She
like
did
perfect.
Great.
That
was wild. Thank you.
We reenacted. Yeah, there's Ellie. Shout out to Ellie.
And I love when Trent does two scenes.
The arm,
so
the arm holding the other arm.
I was even telling
it's
him.
It's hard. It's hard to do.
I was telling him today when we were going in Dave's office to get yelled at. I'm like, yo, you gotta be getting this angle. He's like dawdling. I'm like, come on, you gotta get this shit.
You were so shook that Dave was gonna like be mad that you were chirping him.
All right, I want to make a statement. All of my troll comrades in the office are now trying to say, oh, you roasted Dave. First of all, Big Cat, KFC, all them, they're fucking trolls. That's what they do. They're trying to break up Team Portnoy and make us mad at each other. Dave knows that he glowed up. He says he used to eat a baguette a day, gamble, eat Cheez-Its, do all things. Like, he came up. It's funny. I think he can laugh at himself. I would never roast Dave. I habitually, on Halloween, have taken pictures and made videos of old Dave to young page views. That's part of the joke. I thought, oh, this is a funny one. That's from Barstool history. He always, like, talks about, oh, the globe got all the stuff. I would never take a shot at that. So all these trolls trying to make every, you know, paint something like it's not. It's hurtful. And honestly, I would never actually roast him. He's good looking, handsome, rich now. I think he knows that. So Jesus Christ, everyone settled down.
It was so soft.
That's
let me tell like, you what
like,
happened.
Like you seen Miracle? Like Herb Brooks got a fucking whip by the boys, and the boys can make fun of the head guy.
Unless you're not comfortable
with the relationship with
no,
the head
I'm
guy.
Like a, I'm
listen,
like a
nobody's
Barstool.
Comfortable with Team Portnoy. That thing is so dysfunctional.
Team Portnoy.
No, that's why everyone has Team fire under their ass, and that's why everyone goes home.
Tommy's faces. Tommy might be cruising for a bruise.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm like a Barstool historian. As you know from how I got in here, I've been a fan for a long time. I love these types of things.
Reed, fanboy. Continue. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So I saw him like every time it's like Halloween and opportunity, I'm like, oh, this would be funny, right? So I don't even think about the other aspect. I think Dave did think it's funny, but he said I shouldn't have had Kevin in the picture, which I think is a fair gripe. I mean, that's it's for Kevin. Kevin Clancy is like kind of our mantra, would you not say, Tommy? So I understand that. I think he understands it was a funny picture. In my mind, when I came in, I'm like, oh, Kevin's in the picture. Like, oh, well, just do you want to come out and do it? It was like more accurate to the picture.
Right.
That was dumb. I shouldn't have had that. I should have known. That was stupid.
Wait, me being what? In the picture is the problem?
Yeah. He's not mad about the
that
other
just
part.
Makes it what the more fuck? Like, your team.
No, but he has Dave a good point. It's like you don't align like you don't reenact some like A-Rod thing with the Red Sox, whatever. It's like, that's the enemy.
Worse.
So I understand, so I had to do another picture. A lot of people saying it's soft, but I don't want my allegiances to be any bit blurry. Team Portnoy for life, so I had to do the Milk Bod picture.
I can't imagine working
but
at
that
Barstool
like,
Sports
we can say that.
And being afraid
over here,
to
we're like, yeah, that was funny.
In hindsight,
it
I
was a funny
I
picture.
That yeah. Great. I mean, that was a very funny picture. It was a very funny moment. And everyone had a meltdown about, like,
are we allowed to make fun of Dave?
No, it wasn't a meltdown. It's
here.
Not a meltdown.
Oh, my God, it was a meltdown.
Troll Cat,
it
who
was
the biggest
it was
troll
a meltdown.
Of all time.
Yeah, but you know that.
Big Cat's the biggest troll. Yesterday, Big Cat said to me, I said, dude, do you think he'd be mad? He goes, no, dude. Now he's like handsome and rich. He won't care. I go ahead and do it.
I
I'm
can't
like,
believe
oh,
we're
funny.
Even having that
what
discussion.
What is happening?
It's like we make fun of people here. You walked into the radio room and had like a moment to yourself. Where
you had to issue
like,
a statement.
You were issuing a statement by
the bathroom. By the bathroom because Tommy knows when you have a team. Tommy knows when you have a team with allegiances. You don't want to worry about is the guy in your foxhole
you
going to stand on the back, and I shouldn't have had you in the picture. I'm sorry.
There is no way that you can even ever be in a foxhole with any of these guys because you can't even bust their balls. That's how fucking
we can,
fragmented
he just
your
has
team
to
is.
To know that it's for KFC is the party line, and I got to make sure that I'm
crazy.
It makes me laugh.
That's fine. I don't care about that. I just can't believe that we now work in a place where we can't bust balls.
I agree with that.
We can bust balls, just not with the enemy, and I should have known that, and that's...
It's,
that's a fact.
It's, you know it's, what? Speaking, it was it was speaking, sad to see what happened to Team Portnoy today.
Sad? We got stronger, dude.
To take a page out of my anti-weasel friends playbooks here, the real estate in the brain of Team Portnoy, if everything is about what I can and can't, I can't even
no,
be in the picture.
It's not that, but I mean,
it sounds like
Dave
it.
Does
it sounds like
point.
It.
Like Dave, if I was Dave, I would be like, why are you fraternizing and making these little funny jokes with Kevin? That's a fair point. It's called
sure.
Having, it's
Dave's
called
also
having,
mad that I just swagger jacked his jacket. He's very upset
yeah.
about that.
I did have my mic.
Mike's like, I'm done with this.
That was accidental. I opened it and I think I just turned it off.
Well,
wait,
that,
back
that's
on
the rundown.
Now. I need back on. That's whatever. Store 10% off. Store 10% off.
Swipe up. Nope, don't swipe up. This isn't a swipe up. It's a radio show. Nope, not a radio show. Rundown.